Od mikrofonu vás teď v odpolední on air zdraví Robert Sandra, se mnou jsou, jak zmíněno, ve studiu tři členové Torch. Sedí tu se mnou kytarista a zpěvák Steve Brooks, basák Jonathan Nunez a kytarista Andrew Elsner. Hi guys, thanks for coming to the studio.
Thank you.
And let me start with a question dealing with your genre. Já bych se teď rád zeptal, jak sami hudebníci definují svoji hudbu, protože hudební publicisti často připisují takové legrační škatulky jako stoner pop a oni sami přitom svou hudbu ani nepovažují za metal. How would you describe your music, given that you said you don't consider it to be a metal and music journalists often use labels like stoner pop or doom pop. How would you describe your music?
I think it's just many different influences, metal, punk, everything comes into our sound, but I consider it hard rock. I don't consider it all the genres we get put into. It's just a hard rock band, and we're not doing anything that other bands haven't done before, you know, it's just rock.
Yeah, I think all those like subcategories and all those very specific descriptions describe aspects of the sound, but they don't sum up our complete, you know, sound. Yeah. We're not just that, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tak slyšeli jste Steva a Johna, kteří říkají, že by se asi přidrželi nejradši toho značení hard rock, protože ty ostatní škatulky, do kterých je publicisti házejí z nedostatku lepších nápadů, jsou v podstatě jenom takové popisy různých vlivů, které se v jejich hudbě střetávají, ale není to úplně popis toho, co by oni sami považovali za hudbu Torch. Odkud tahle kapela tu inspiraci čerpá? Máme tady vlastně 3 ze 4 muzikantů, takže mě by zajímalo, jaké jsou ty jejich individuální vkusy, které se střetávají v hudbě Torch. I guess each member has its own inspirations and favorite musicians and styles. What do you have in common? What does, you know, where do you meet as band members?
Me and Andrew are into Air Supply in Chicago.
I would tell you there's a lot of strange stuff people wouldn't suspect that we all commonly like. I mean, I think where we all agree and come together to make music, I mean, you know, it's hard to say. I mean,
the basic stuff I think all of us are equally into is, you know, the classic rock and stuff like that, and older like classic bands or pioneers of certain sounds, you know. And we all have common interests in certain bands, and sometimes we learn about new bands or bands we haven't heard of from each other. Mm-hmm. And everyone has their stuff that possibly other members have no idea why the hell we listen to it. But I feel that 70-80% of the stuff, you know, we're probably into
that we would agree upon. I mean, the obvious ones, the Black Sabbaths of the world, Led Zeppelin, Beatles, and more current stuff, Guided by Voices, Melvins.
Mm-hmm. Tak slyšeli jste, že on to nebude úplně jednoduché, aby se setkali, protože každý z nich má hodně takové specifické chutě, ale minimálně v závěru tady padla jména, na kterých se snad shodnou všichni z té minulosti, Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, z novějších Guided by Voices, Melvins, to jste slyšeli. A mě by zajímalo, vzhledem k tomu, že hudba Torch je navzdory tomu, že je hodně energická, hodně taková heavy, tak neobsahuje taková ta kliše typicky spojovaná s metalem. Není machistická, není taková prvoplánově výhružná. A dokonce ten obal posledního alba Harmonic Rift, jestli nás teď posloucháte přes web, tak si ho snadno můžete vyhledat. To je hodně psychedelický, ale vůbec ne metalový obal, tak já bych se chtěl přeptat na něj. Well, Torch's music is not really typically, you know, machistic or scary. Even the Harmonic Rift cover art is far from, you know, metal cliches. Mm-hmm. Could you explain a bit those little dragons, fighting dragons?
I wanted just a fantasy cover, kind of like Yes and Asia, the bands, mm-hmm. like their artwork, and I let Santos kind of go off and do whatever he wanted to do. Yeah, we'd throw back ideas, and then he just went crazy. Yeah, smoked a lot of pot.
He liked it because a lot of the stuff he does normally is the usual.
I mean, skulls and grim.
Yeah, right. And it's extremely well done. It's beautiful stuff. But I think for him also it was a chance to try something different.
Yeah, a little more playful, more colors. And he was on tour with us for a while in the States when he toured with, he was doing merch and kind of tour managing Kailessa. So he got a feel for our personalities, and we hung out a lot. And he actually, he ended up touring with us. But yeah, he pretty much, he knows what we're like and all that. And but yeah, him and Steve were going back and forth. And I remember it being said, like, you know, 70s prog rock, like fantasy stuff, like Steve was saying. So he mixed all that stuff together and came up with Candy Cyber Dragon Make Believe Land. I don't know.
Right.
With some vegetables.
Yeah.
Tak slyšeli jste, že ten příběh je hodně, hodně takový, nebo že odkazuje spíš na, no, ten obal odkazuje spíš na různou psychedeli kapel, jako byly Yes nebo Asia, a je to spíš takové sci-fi fantasy, než spíš než nějaké klasické metalové lepky a podobně. Jejich kamarád, který se s jednotlivými členy spřáhnul na turné, tak vytvořil tady tu grafiku. Jsou tam takový různý dráčkové, jedni jí nějaké cukrovinky, druhý jedí nějakou zeleninu a do toho jsou, mají na zádech takové zvláštní krajinky, které odkazují k tomu, odkud ty jednotliví členové Torch jsou. Protože Torch pocházejí z Floridy, která byla třeba minimálně v 80. letech dost výraznou líhní takových hodně extrémních tvrdých kapel, Death, Morbid Angel, Obituary nebo Deicide. Mě by zajímalo, jak to vypadá podle zkušeností místních muzikantů z Miami s tvrdou scénou na Floridě dneska. So, as you heard me mentioning those yeah. really heavy names of the 80s metal bands, what would you say, what's going on, what's happening in Florida at the heavy music scene?
Right now, we have a lot of friends that are doing, being very active, and it seems like a lot of people are starting new bands, different projects. Even one thing that's been going on lately for like last year or so, and it seems to be getting bigger and bigger, is a lot of improv stuff where people in different bands and friends will just collaborate and just, you know, show up on a, you know, there's a saxophone player, we call him Kenny Millions. He used to be in the Temptations, touring all over the world. He's lived out here, everywhere, really. And at a certain point, he just started doing like crazy noise stuff. And he does an event 2 times a month where you just kind of talk to your friends, see if you want to do some improv on the spot stuff. And I think that's really cool. But we have friends in a band, Holly Hunt, which is a drummer. She used to be in Floor with Steve years ago. There's other bands, Shroud Eater, other like psychedelic experimental bands, and like I could just name a bunch. Another band, Capsule, they've toured out here, more like mathy heavy stuff, featuring Eric from Kailessa, and our current sound guy Ryan. So there's a lot of cool stuff. Rock music is definitely not at the forefront, you know, of Florida music, but I just think it's a smaller group of people, but it seems now more than ever there's a lot more, they're producing more stuff, you know, and like getting out there touring more. And I don't know, I think people are trying to change that, but I feel it's a, like, definitely it's not like a big city like New York, Chicago or something like that, so it's kind of like a smaller group of people that all know each other and I don't know kind of support each other, you know.
Tak Jonathan teďka hezky popsal, co se děje na majamské hudební scéně dneska. Tam říkal, že velmi častá je tam taková různá ad hoc kolaborace, že lidi se scházejí, improvizují, spolu vytváří různý jaký projekty, jsou různě propojený s různýma kapelama. Slyšeli jste, že zmiňoval saxofonistu od Temptations, který se kolem toho motá, což je velice zajímavé spojení. Takže možná by se dalo říct, že to, co se děje na Floridě, teď nějak koresponduje s tím jižanským boomem sludge metalu, který je v těchto státech na jeho východě Spojených států hodně jaksi populární, což je moje další otázka. It's similar what's happening in Florida to let's say other sludge metal, you know, happenings in the southeast in New Orleans, Louisiana.
I suppose so. It seems like that type of music around the 2000, around the time we started, honestly, and a little bit after that, a lot of bands started, you know, adapting or having that sound, and new bands started incorporating that into their music or whatever. But I don't know, I feel that when people mix stuff, different things, and not try to stick to one sound, I think that's more interesting. So those are the bands that catch my attention in the States or anywhere, really.
I think Florida's kind of isolated, you know, so some bands ended up, you know, creating their own sound. I played in Cavity and Floor, you know, around the time that I Hate God and Buzz Oven and all these bands were starting, and Florida didn't sound like any of these bands, but we got looped into that genre.
Mm-hmm.
maybe because we also performed a lot of shows with, you know, with those types of bands because of the location mm-hmm. and everything. But as far as like heavier, I grew up in Florida, the death metal scene, and I saw all those bands before they were real big. It comes in waves, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it'll be kind of stale, and then sometimes, you know, like there'll be a whole rush of new bands that come out and start doing things, and then mm-hmm. a lot of them break up, unfortunately.
Tak slyšeli jste, Steve doplnil Jonathana v tom, že tady to srovnání s tou louisianskou sludgeovou scénou s kapelami jako I Hate God nebo Bazon není úplně přesné, protože oni sice začínali ve stejnou dobu jako třeba Steveovi předchozí kapely Floor nebo Cavity, ale spíš než, že by byly úplně stejné, tak to jde spíš o to, že spolu zahráli ty koncerty a Florida je podle něj taková jako specificky izolovaná země, kde to se to samozřejmě promítá i na takový stát, kde se to promítá i do té hudby. Já bych využil toho, že tady s námi ve studiu právě frontman Steve Brooks, což je jeden z mála otevřeně gay muzikantů na tvrdé scéně. Ona tady ta, vzhledem k tomu, že tohleto prostředí je hodně takové, řekněme, že má sklony k nějakému mačismu a stereotypům a klidně i k homofobii, tak bych se rád zeptal, jestli se někdy setkal s nějakými negativními reakcemi třeba od jiných muzikantů, případně od fanoušků kapely na tady ten fakt. Steve, this is quite a personal question towards you. You are one of the few openly gay musicians in the heavy scene. Well, it's not really like a milieu of friendly and you know anti-stereotypical behavior. Have you ever experienced any kind of negative reaction from fans or other musicians from scene?
No, not really. It feels kind of lonely sometimes, right. You know, because you're a minority, you know. So when say if I go home, you know, a lot of my friends that don't even listen to music or don't have anything to do with, you know, like I can relate to, you know, like on a personal level, but playing shows, you know, like, you know, it's, you know, you end up, you know, like, I mean, it doesn't matter really, but sometimes it's like, you know, I watch these guys and, you know, they're talking to girls and everything at shows. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to.
If you're gay and you're in the crowd, come say hello to Steve Brooks.
Yes.
Don't be scared. We know you're there. You're just terrified to talk to Steve. I see them there.
Tak slyšeli jste Steva, že žádné negativní reakce nezaregistroval a přijde si někdy, ale trochu osamělý tady s tou orientací. Protože když vidí ostatní kluky z kapely, jak se tam vybavují s holkama, tak jim to trošku závidí a Andrew mu tady pomáhal s takovým vzkazem případným homosexuálním posluchačům to až na koncertě, aby se nebáli a přišli si se Stevem popovídat. And you know, in that context, would it be possible for Torch to play at some sort of, you know, gay pride event?
Definitely. We played at the Eagle in San Francisco before this tour.
You did?
And it was an excellent show.
Show was a blast.
Yeah, yeah, we got to play with Martin from Los Crudos' new band, Needles. And I don't know, the show was awesome. And, you know, just because you have one sexual preference or another doesn't mean you're going to like
it's
or not like.
It's not a preference.
Whatever. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
I didn't prefer this over the other.
Well, you know, whether, you know, it's just the way it is. It's not going to, you know, I don't know, it's not going to make for a good or bad, you know, show or whatever. So why not, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I meant was that these pride would sometimes, you know, it would be nice to hear some heavy good music playing.
Oh yeah,
stereotypically it's more like electronic music or whatever.
Yeah. I'd like to hear that in the straight community too, because we play all these festivals and it's all like,
oh man, yeah
more exactly, more rock,
like, yeah. Yeah, there needs to be more rock and roll universally.
yes I would sign that. Tak slyšeli jste ještě další koment, pokud by Torch měli třeba někdy hrát na gay pride pochodu nebo takovéhle akci, tak s tím samozřejmě nemají problém, no a pak budou spíš rádi. A teďka předtím, než vyjeli na tohle turné, tak se jim to dokonce při jedné příležitosti stalo. A pak jsme se chviličku bavili o tom, že v rámci takové té hodně taneční stereotypní hudby, která bývá často právě spojovaná s gay a lesbickou komunitou, tak právě troška živelného roku, tak jak ho hrají Torch, by rozhodně prospěla k tomu, kdyby občas byla slyšet na ulicích. Guys, thank you very much for coming to the studio. It was fun.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And looking very much forward to show tonight.
Awesome. Yeah, sorry.